This podcast introduces Co-Creator Circle and its founder. We'll talk about the name, the purpose, the activities, and how it can help you, the listener, to reach your goals. Namaste. I'm Meenakshi, founder of Co-Creator Circle. I connect the gems I find in our world to co-create experiences that we receive, absorb, and radiate. As I share a little about my story, perhaps you will find linkages to yours. I'm from India. And from my childhood, we were raised with the consciousness of Vasudev Kutumbakam. The whole world is one family. I felt I belonged to the world, to the cosmos, to this entire universe, and never felt I belonged only to one country, although that one country is so rich in so much of culture, tradition, history, and inclusiveness. Do you remember the childhood game where we used to say, "I'm from," and then we would say our city, the country, sometimes we would say the city, the state, the country, the continent, earth, solar system, Milky Way, the universe. And have you seen recently that there is a video of that? They show a woman lying down in the grass and you see zooming out from her eyes into the space where she is. It's all green. And then it zooms out into the earth and into the universe. So it's interesting how technology is in a way showing us that the thought that one person had can also be in the minds of so many others. We have always actually known that a thought can come to one person and that same thought can come to someone else in a completely different place. We know that we are all interconnected. And this is what we are going to read or learn about the story of Co-Creator Circle. You know, since I spoke about India, India is known for its rich culture, and not just culture, but cultures, because it is an amalgamation. It is a coming together, a unity of so many diverse cultures. It's known for its openness to learn and accept other cultures, other traditions, even others who have ruled politically and militarily the country. And the harmony that comes to India is from its unity among diversity, not trying to make everyone the same, but accepting the beauty in diversity. And understanding that even when people have different cultures, you can still be together. You can still harmoniously interconnect. I have decades of experience spanning countries and continents because I have traveled and worked in different countries. I have worked in different types of organizations and unorganized groups. And I have also got a family with people of different countries, of different cultures, different religions, different traditions, or just individual people who were born in other countries. So because of this, I think co-creation and everything that we are going to talk about today has been something very real for me from the beginning of my life. And one of the things that I feel that I'm doing, which I said that I'm doing, is that I connect the gems I find in the world. I like to connect people with one another. Who are these gems? They are people with a dream to share, a vision to evolve, a story to tell, a teaching to give. And even deeper, these gems are the dreams within us. How do I find these gems? They may be people who are in a group that I may have joined, maybe in a meditation group, Or it could be in a class that I attended. Or it could be a student or person who came to me as a student. It could be someone who I just meet on a WhatsApp group. You know, there are so many ways now in which we meet people. And we can see that gem that is within them. As a Reiki master, I learned to see that within each person is the light. If I cannot see the light, then I have to change my vision. I have to grow it. I have to make it even clearer so that I can see that light and I see that light shining. And unless we can see that light shining in one another, we are not able to fully connect. That is why we work on ourselves and also on others. When we don't work on others, but we guide others who come to us. I feel, you know, that from my childhood, I came with antennae all around me. And that helps me to find and attract people of depth of brilliance. They can come as teachers, they can come as authors, coaches, guides, and even people who don't yet know their gifts. And like I said, if you can see the light within a person, and if you can see that they may not know their own light, then what we can do is help them to discover it. When we are in a community, we reflect one another's gifts to one another. Like I remember recently, and I felt, I don't enjoy my voice the way it is right now. And someone said, but Meenakshi, we love listening to you. We love hearing you. In the same way someone is saying, I don't think I've done anything. I don't really even have a website. And I said, oh, but you have so many gifts that you have given us. You have taught us so much. So sometimes when you're in a harmonious community, there are people who will reflect your gifts back to you. And you will find things in yourself that you didn't even know. This is the beauty of Co-Creator Circle. I have found that whether I have been a student or I have been a lecturer, as a lecturer of psychology, as a Reiki master, where we have had classes of Reiki where people have risen to know, you know, more about themselves, to awaken, or as teaching of Sujog therapy, which is a healing technique, or even just healing and working in corporate environments. All of this has helped me to see that gems are everywhere. Now, what about the name Co-Creator Circle? Each part of the name of Co-Creator Circle has a special meaning. And the meaning is something that can keep coming to us. What does it mean? Co can stand for community, the unity among different people. It can stand for cooperation. It stands for compassion, for collaboration. Whatever else we can sense that brings us closer to our essence. Co also stands for consciousness and the layers of consciousness that we are bringing to light together. What about Creator? The Creator energy is within all of us. It is within everything that is manifest in our world. From the seed of a tree to the seed of an idea, everything has the potential to create. What about circle? Circle is a form that is eternal and infinite. It has no sides. It is prevalent everywhere in our universe, in all our planetary and our star bodies. It is always complete. And yet there is the space always open to expand. That is the gift and the beauty of a circle. A circle has infinite potential. And if you see the spaces in our logo, can you sense that within the spaces there is a spiral? I think I'll save this discussion about our logo for another podcast. Because it is not just how I see the logo, but also how you may be seeing it, how others see it. You know, another question that I'm sometimes asked is, what is special about Co-Creator Circle? It's an association, it's a community. You're reaching out to other people. So are other communities, so are other circles. They're also reaching out to people. And when a person has a competitive mindset, they'll say, so what is special about you? And of course, to some extent, we must know what is unique about us. Each of us, even as individual human beings, we each have a certain uniqueness. So what is unique about co-creator circle? And I say that co-creator circle is an answer to a dream. And the dream is one of connection. It is a yearning for community and a hope for harmony. Is this a call for all people? Is this the only platform from which we are calling? There are many communities, associations, platforms where we can share our ideas. So what's so special about this one? And why create another community? Why not just join one which is already there and make it even stronger? And we do belong to different communities. But what is special about Co-Creator Circle? I ask the people who attend regularly our events, our sessions, and who also participate by presenting. And I said, what do you feel is special about Co-Creator Circle? Some of those answers that I got surprised me, and they may surprise you as well. For example, someone said, it's about love. This is what I receive from everyone when I come into the circle. I know that when I come here, we may have different discussions about different topics, and yet each time there's a certain feeling, and I can only describe it as love. And that's when we haven't even discussed the word, we've not said anything about love. It's just that feeling that people get when they come into the circle. Someone else said, it's a place where I feel friendship. It's a place, no, I'm in a place where I don't really have anyone else who thinks the way I do or who's interested in the things I want to do, neither my family, my neighbors, or not even my friends with whom I may go out for lunches or whatever. Certainly not even my colleagues at work. That's what people said. But when I come here, that loneliness that I had, a certain sense of spiritual loneliness, that has gone away. Someone else said, it's a place I've learned so much. And the person who said it is a person who herself teaches, you know. So that is the beauty, that we are all learning from one another. That is the beauty of a circle. Everyone is sharing and teaching and learning from one another, even without, even sometimes when we're just sharing and not really teaching, we still learn from one another's experience. So when these are the different types of comments that I have received, what else can I say? And I thought of a seed. A seed does not question its need to be, to seek the light, to spread its roots, to touch the roots of its neighboring plants, to communicate, to support, to grow, to expand, to flower, and to fruit. We do not only want one type of seed. We need the different types of seeds in this world, the different types of trees in this world. When we go into a forest, each tree has its own unique purpose, even though it may be just like the tree which is its neighbor, or it may be completely different, but we need all the trees. In the same way, we need the different life forms. And so maybe can we think that Co-Creator Circle is like a tree. It is a unique tree, similar to others in some ways, but in its own individuality, it is exactly unique. When I think of what it is that we are, what we are, it is like it is a tree whose purpose is a call to connect, to communicate the gifts that can help those who are open to receive, to deeply ground into our essence, to leap into our dreams and soar in harmony with different points of view. How do we do this practically? We give tools for health, for healing, for growth, and for evolving consciousness. We have a wide variety of classes, of sharing circles, ceremonies, and we provide skills and tools to participants that they can use and share with their families, with their networks, their students, even their colleagues, and even in their own coaching classes. There are many tools which we have already given and which we will continue to do. So when I think in a very simple way, excuse me, Co-Creator Circle is a call to those who are willing to see that our responsibilities are abilities to respond. And then we take this responsibility not only for their actions, but also in action. Because the thoughts not spoken, the actions not taken, the dreams not shared are still potent. They are powerful, but they come into being only when they are shared. Only when we share our dreams, only when we take an action, only when we have a certain thought and we act upon it, we choose one thought and not another. That is when we can realize the power of our thought, word, and deed. It is in sharing that we can utilize the gifts. And this is our responsibility. And I'm going to talk about who brought this so clearly to me about the responsibility is an ability to respond. It's going to come. Stay tuned. So let's first take our dreams. I remember reading a book once from a popular writer about heaven. And I was reading it. I said, oh, this person knows about heaven. She has had visions. She's been there. So let me see what is vision like? What is heaven like? And one of the sentences was, it doesn't rain in heaven. That fell flat with me. I said, this is not the heaven for me. I love rain. I love its cleansing power. I love the sound. I love the songs about rain in different countries, in different languages. The romance and the joy of rain. There are so many songs about that. And rightly so, because it's what I feel. I've just always felt I love rain. So can I feel that I will enjoy or think of heaven? Because we think of heaven as something that's a perfect place that we'd like to be in. So I realized that there is a yearning within us. We want heaven and we want heaven on earth. We want to experience a world where we live in harmony. And yet each of us still receives what we want. We are in harmony. Everyone gets different things. Everyone has slightly different needs, ideas, wishes, wants, and desires. But can we have a place where everyone is happy and in harmony? This is the kind of a dream, you know, that I think many people do have. This is the impetus that drives human beings, isn't it? Not just our needs. Our wishes also drive us. Our wants also drive us to act. Even our desires drive us to act. And that's another lesson that I learned, which I will share on another podcast. What it is that our desires, where do they come from and why do we have them? And why are we now being told, even in spiritual circles, to know our desires, to know our dreams, and not just to give them up? So in all this, you know, when we are saying that we have a wish, a desire for want of a better phrase, if we just call it heaven on earth, how does it work in a world where we are all interconnected? Because after all, we are interconnected not only with other human beings, but also with animals, with plants, with the air around us, with water, other elements of the earth. Even now with artificial intelligence, with the computers and the World Wide Web, we are connected with so much. And each of us has different dreams. Each of us has different desires. And all of them, we are also connected with, because the dream of one person and the desires of one person may be interacting with our own. Especially if the closer we are, the closer it can happen. Or the more powerful a person is, the more powerful that person's wishes and wants can affect us. That's why maybe It's leading to chaos, to strife, to wars and disasters. So how does it work, and how can we bring about a world that benefits all? Because that is one of the things we say about co-create a circle, to co-create a world that benefits all. So I feel this is the hidden beauty of this world. What we hear, what we see in mass media, even sometimes in social media, it's not the whole story. We have an inner sense, an inner knowing. We have several places in our body which also can have inner knowings, isn't it? And the more we connect to this inner universe, to the inner sense, the more we know the reality of the world. There are sages in the mountains, and we may feel they are hermits who have left the world. But actually, they are not disconnected from the world. They are like satellites who can see much more. They can see much more about the world, what is happening, where it's headed. And I have had a personal experience with one of them, with Eli, who I encountered when he emerged from his hermit life with a message for the world. He came as Eli, and I'm going to share it in another podcast when I speak about the Gaia Minute. So what does all this have to do with co-create a circle? You know, when I read the book about heaven, and I realized that people will have different visions about heaven, and yet that idea of something very perfect, something to aspire to, is within us all. And it's nothing to do with religion, nothing to do with traditions and cultures, just a yearning, something in our hearts, maybe buried deep inside like a seed, but it is there. The scenery of it may be hidden from our own awareness. What does it really look like? If we entered this heaven, how would we feel? How would our senses experience it? Sometimes we just allow other people to tell us. Maybe we allow our religion to tell us what heaven is, or we may allow a book to tell us. Somebody else is telling us. But how is it inside me? How do we feel this heaven is? What if there's a place where we can share our dreams, a place that we can share this kind of a yearning, a space that allows us, not only actually allows us, but also encourages us to share our dreams, our visions, our ideas, and to develop them, to grow them. A space with guides that can help us to reach our inner verse. But they do not place any dogma on us. They just allow us to see inside us, where we can walk the unbeaten path, making our own way, and yet in connection with others. This is co-create a circle. And yes, it also starts with a dream. What is the dream within us all? And why is it important? The call to co-create is the call from the I, the individual, to the we, the community, the group, to the I am presence within us all. It is a call into our wholeness, into our essence, the bringing of our future and our past into the present moment. One of the most valuable experiences of our circles that we have seen in the first 4 years of being is that we do not have to be like-minded to vibrate harmoniously together. In fact, it is the different points of view that bring a richness to our own. Can we be in harmony if we have different points of view? Can't we? In fact, can we be fully in harmony unless we consider all points of view? If we don't consider different points of view, but we know that there are people who do not have the same point of view as us, we are not actually at peace. We feel that we are against. We feel that we have to struggle to realize our dreams. So this kind of an important thing to share one another's point of view is what we have discovered in the co-creator circle. So co-creator circle can also be described by what it is not. It is not a circle for someone closed to other points of view, to someone who doesn't even want to listen or know or understand or be exposed to a different point of view. It is not for them. It is not a place, it is not a space for the for those who don't have the courage to be open to listen, because it needs courage to sometimes to listen to a different point of view. It is not a place for those who do not want to change, you know, or to reform. It is actually a place for those who are willing to reform, to fine-tune their vision, for developing it, for evolving it, for co-creating a vision, and continuously doing that, not just one time, but several times. You know, you have a story to share with the world, and your story is unique. No one else has the story that you have. And that story can be of your life. It can be of your ideas. It can be of your thoughts, your dreams, or your visions. And you may think it is just individual to you, but it may help more people than you can imagine. There will be, there are people who are waiting to listen to you. And this is another thing I realized. We don't really have to persuade anyone about anything. When we share, it's like a little tuning fork. Someone else who's tuned in the same vibration or in a similar harmonious vibration listens to it and then understands that this is a place that I need to be in. You also have something that to teach. And when you're not teaching, you may have something to learn. In fact, when you, as I'm teaching, I learn so much, which is something that we know. The teacher also keeps learning. This is what I found when I was learning and when I was teaching Tavita Grant's course. And this is where the responsibilities that I was talking about earlier comes in. Tavita Grant is a very special teacher in my life, and she's an integral part of Co-Creator Circle. Her course, she's a course creator, and a course that she created, one of them is called The Nine Responsibilities. And when I was teaching it for the first time, I realized that I had forgotten the most basic thing, because it comes to the end. She has got a seed of life which shows the nine responsibilities of each one of us, which are not responsibilities like burdens, but abilities to respond. And at the end of the seed of life was the word co-creation. This is where that seed of this word, of this thought, may have entered my consciousness. And yet it went deep down, hidden from my own awareness, and settled for years until it was time to emerge. Isn't that what seeds do? Even in a desert, where they just lie until it rains and it's time for the flowers to bloom. Just like that hidden seed that grew in the rich soil of our gatherings. What is growing within you? What's urging to be expressed? What's dying to be reborn? I'd like to share that Co-Creator Circle provides a community along with a platform, not only for well-known authors, for well-known teachers, gurus, guides, but also for those who are ready to be more widely known, who are ready to take their teachings and their sharings to a wider circle, to people who are open, to people who are wishing and wanting the special kind of gift that you have to provide. We are developing and bringing to light teachers, authors, coaches. Each of them is brilliant in their own circle. And now it's time for others who they do not yet know, and sometimes even to collaborate with one another, you know, and grow their own circles. Each of them is relatable. Each of them is curated. So we know that they are teaching things which not just that they have learned or read somewhere and then just coming and bringing it to us, but it's something that they have experienced in their own life. They have worked from it. They have lived. They are walking their talk and talking their walk. They're compassionate. We can relate to them. It provides this, our Co-Creator Circle provides experiences where we can present not just as one individual teacher, but also as a community of guides. Sitting in our audience can be a teacher, can be a coach, a guide, or someone who has begun the path of self-awakening. Different layers of awareness, different layers of consciousness. But there is no top-down hierarchy. It is a holistic expanse, just as in a circle. It's so wonderful when I find that just with one meeting of a co-creator circle, two teachers from different countries have met and are deciding to do a course together, to have a retreat together. This is the beauty of co-creator circle, because you come in an environment which is so authentic and it is so peaceful and harmonious, you know, that you feel an immediate sense of connection. There isn't even a feeling of, you can see that there isn't a competition. There is a feeling of, there's an immediate feeling that we can work together of, in that communal way, in the community way. Let us also not forget that in this rapidly evolving world, where we have experienced a leap within a lifetime from rotary phones for some of us to AI for all of us today, we are seeing that. We need one another's experience and viewpoint to fully become aware of what is happening, where we are, who we are, and where are we going. When we connect with one another, it is no longer something to do when you wake up in the middle of the night and then you find that if everyone in the family is sleeping, but you're feeling a call to connect. You switch on your computer, you go into one of your online groups, and you find that someone was calling on you. Maybe they were calling for help from someone. Maybe they were calling just to have a chat about something they had read. And you have that kind of an experience, and a bit of loneliness can go away. Or the feeling that, yes, I can answer a call. And if I wake up in the middle of the night, it's not because something's wrong, but because I have heard a call. My soul has heard a call and is now answering. Today, connection is an imperative and co-creation our reality. We are not becoming co-creators. We are co-creators. We are not just going to make this world a better space. We are already doing so. It is only when we are quiet, when we are silent, when we are just sensing, that is when we can understand, yes, co-creation is taking place. The circle is open. Come and co-create with us. I would like to share who we are open to and how. So as I've been mentioning, co-creator circle is a space which is like a platform which forms a community. Teachers, coaches, guides, healers, meditators can find a wide variety of events which they can teach. They make their own courses, and they can be 1 hour, they can be one day, they can be a week, they can be a month of courses to share, to discuss, to plan and grow. So in the community, we can help one another in this way. And also we provide the platform from which to promote one's services. These events can be online or they can be in person. Our in-person events began in the US because that's where I'm based right now. But and here we have invited teachers from India and also from Europe for different retreats and conferences. During the pandemic, the online space opened up. And so then, and that was just shortly after we started. And so it enabled us to reach people in many different countries. Teachers found that they could reach a wider audience because now they had an international audience. Participants who could have felt lonely or disconnected were able to come together in small and medium-sized gatherings. And here you can find not only learning, but also comfort, almost of a family, but one with which there's no history of strife or discord. The online platform also allows us to offer sliding scale experiences, because we want to ensure that everyone who is willing and who is open to receive is able to attend the sessions. The platform was also able to present the hidden gems, the teachers whose teachings need to reach a wider audience. Online sessions can be recorded, as we know, and so we can keep providing these valuable offerings over a length of time. The benefits, the teachers, through revenue, because we do revenue sharing, and also it provides opportunities to participants who couldn't attend live and who would like to watch the class several times. You know, sometimes we need to repeat certain information. We have a wide variety of classes and consultations. And if we go in alphabetical order, they can go from all the way from Ayurveda, Qigong, Sujok, and also we have had meditation, self-development, healing sessions, movement, dance, many, many different types of classes. We give certifications in Sujok therapy and Reiki, and more will come as more and more presenters are joining. We also do intention work. We have done envisioning work. We have happiness, and we have signature courses which are not available anywhere else. Once a year, we have a whole day retreat so that people from different time zones can attend live. But you know, there's one core that we move away from, and that is the core of competition. Are we competing for participants or members? No. Because this is not a dogma. This is not a religion. Just as a dwelling, a house has different rooms. In the same way, we can each belong to different circles. But the wonder is that we ourselves present several dimensions or classes, from the physical to the metaphysical, intellectual to visionary, and many layers in between. So it's up to us if we want to join other classes or not, or other circles or not. But I think this is also complete in itself. This year, we are widening our reach. This is our fifth year. We are opening to membership. We will offer several tiers for presenters, and we are also thinking of having tiers for members. This will accommodate different levels, different needs and requirements of our presenters and our participants. And one of my dreams, you know, is to bring to our signature program, Ground to Soar, a wider variety of curated courses. I hope to announce that towards the end of the year, because we've already started talking to people about that. You know, the beauty of co-creation is that in the circles themselves, the boundary between the presenter and the participant can blur. And as one of our co-creators put it, and as I said before, we all are therefore learning from one another. I'm thinking also right now of White Feather, who's one of our regulars. You know, she's such a beautiful elder who attends so many of our classes. When I first conceived of a mission, I had written it as co-creator circle's mission is to co-create a world that benefits all beings. In one of my intention circles, she said, why beings? It should benefit all. This was another like a seed. It sort of got buried in my mind. It didn't yet sprout. It didn't sprout immediately. And then she repeated it in another event, another session. And I realized, yes, that this is what she means. Because when we say beings, we think of living people, living animals, or humans, but or plants maybe. But it may not include the elemental beingness of the of water, of air, of fire, soil, space, which is not only in earth, but also within our own body. And so then I changed it. We changed it. You see, this is the beauty. This is how we grow together. What of the mission? The mind questions everything, and it should. This is the quality of mind. We don't need to make the mind get into density of decay, right? We need the mind to stay open. The mind thrives on that. The mind thrives on openness, on considering opposites, different points of view. So this is a discussion I'd love to share another time. Is it even possible to have a world that benefits all? And what does it mean to benefit? Don't our challenges help us to strengthen? These are questions that we can discuss in one of our meetings. When the phrase co-creator circle first came to my mind, I have to share this. I didn't want that hyphen between co and creator. And so I looked up the dictionary, and luckily, both versions are correct. You can write co-creator as one word, or you can write it as a hyphen. We use it without a hyphen. And I'd like to step back to 2 decades ago. I was beginning my healing and teaching practice, and I wanted to launch a website. Remember that at that time, 2 decades ago, there were not so many as there are now. And a dear friend and I, we started thinking of domain names, and we tried one after the other. And even though at that time the internet was not as widespread as it is now, we couldn't find any available domain name, not Journey to Wholeness, which I used to call it. At that time, Connector, or with my own name, none of them was available. Jump forward to 2 decades, that is at the time when I was going to start my co-creator circle, but I hadn't thought of the name. And now remember that the internet is everywhere. Even a vegetable vendor in India who didn't even have a mobile phone, now he has the internet, and as easily as the unseen powers of our world, they are just everywhere. The moment I looked for the domain, co-creator circle, it was available. The ease of this happening showed me that the universe not only answered my call, but that I'm answering the call of the universe. We are co-creating with the multiverse. We are co-creating with the thoughts, with the internet, and perhaps with the call within people who are waiting for this kind of connection, who are waiting for the gifts that co-creator circle offers. This tiny miracle shows me how we can find miracles if we are sensitive to seeing them everywhere. By sensitivity here, I mean openness, the sensitive sense. Is it any wonder that I call the World Wide Web of Wonder? That's what I call the WWW. You know, co-creator circle is a miracle, and it is a miracle that is calling to you. Our upcoming podcasts will feature practical tools to ignite your inspiration. We are going to have co-creative conversations with many people, many amazing, wonderful people. And I'm so happy to welcome you into the circle. Let's receive, absorb, and radiate together. Thank you for listening.